Greetings, Christian friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the RGRD broadcast as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? We're so happy that you've joined us today, and I want to invite you to stay tuned as we prepare now to join the servant of the Lord, Brother Hardy, as he brings forth a brand new, exciting message that I know will speak to every heart and bless you tremendously. This message is entitled, The Christian's Adoption. The Word of God is declared in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. What exactly is the Bible terminology of the word adoption? Let's join Brother Hardy now for this powerful message.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Like I said, I'm not sorry because I'm not sorry. I'm excited. I believe being a Christian is the most exciting vocation on the face of the earth. I believe the gospel is the most exciting book on the face of the earth. I believe living the Christ life the way God's word says we are to live it is the most exciting life on the face of the earth. You know, some people have just enough religion to be miserable. They know what they shouldn't do, and they don't have enough power to enjoy what they should have. Oh, but thank God, since I found out that God is my patria potestas and sin does not rule over me and the devil can't rule over me and no part of my old life can rule over me. It's been wiped out and I've got a new father and I'm in a new standing beside in the eyes of the law of the courts of heaven. And God is my Father, and I am His heir, and all that is His mine now. Oh, when I have a need, I can come boldly. Now you understand that verse? Come boldly to the throne of grace and say, I don't deserve it, but You adopted me. I don't deserve it, but You made me Your son. I don't deserve it, but You made me Your heir. And You said that right now, everything you have is at my disposal, and you will find mercy and grace to help and leave the presence of your almighty Father with what you have need of and go on your way singing, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. My, don't the scriptures take a new life? Let not your heart be troubled. Why? Nothing of the old life can get me. That's all on that side of the cross. I'm on this side of the cross. And that's in the old family. And that old life has passed away. I'm in the new family. I got a new father. I got a new life. I got a new position. I got new benefits. I got a new destiny. And that's heaven and eternal life, if you please. But I don't want to talk about so much as the sweet by and by. I want to know more about the now, now, now that I can have. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit that places you as a son. That's what the Greek word really means, adoption. Makes you take your place as a son. You know, God is waiting for you to take your place as a son. He's already done it legally, transferred you over. It's on record. The Holy Ghost is our witness. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are sons and we can say, Abba, Father. But oh, we got to take advantage. You see, I can be the legal heir of the richest man in America. And everything is mine right now. But if I don't go ahead and avail myself to it, I can starve to death and be beat down and be oppressed. I can walk away from it. Nobody can take it from me, but I can fail to appropriate these blessings. Brother, I'm not. I haven't received the spirit of bondage again, the fear. I'm going to come boldly. And The Spirit bears witness with my spirit that right now I am the heir, Son of God. How many say amen?
Amen.
And if I'm an heir, I'm a child. And if I'm a child, if we're children of God, then what is the consequence of this? And if heirs, then on one hand, heirs of God, and then on the other hand, joint heirs with Jesus. We're the heirs of God, but we are the equal heirs with Jesus. God has given everything over to his first only begotten Son. But then when he adopted us into the family, he gave us an equal share. I guess the best way for me to illustrate it that helped me and satisfied me of being a joint heir. You see, you can be an heir of somebody, which means they could leave you a dollar and you'd be an heir. But then he'd leave all the rest a whole lot of money, but you wouldn't be an equal or a joint heir. How many say amen? Well, you see, the Lord didn't make us a dollar heir. Though he has given Jesus everything, he made you and I an equal heir. And I guess the best illustration maybe would be joint bank accounts. How many ever heard of a joint checking account or a bank account? You and your wife can go down to the bank and draw up a joint checking account, which means you both can put in and you both can take out. Usually, the husband puts it all in and the wife draws it all out. And that's literally what happened with us and God. Jesus put it all in because we had nothing to put in. And now we can equally draw it out. You see, he became poor by putting everything in the account, and he knew we would draw it out. So when we got adopted, the first thing our new father did after he hugged us and kissed us, and our new brother, the Lord Jesus Christ, embraced us and welcomed us, and the Spirit of God kept crying out through us, "Abba, Father," and all the angels applauded, was God gave us a checkbook on the account of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. And Jesus has already signed it. This is a two-signature account. Takes two signatures to get it. And Jesus has signed every check in the book. And there's enough checks to cover everything you'll need forever. And he hasn't limited you how many times you can go to the bank. God hasn't limited us how many times we can come to him in prayer. In fact, he said, whenever you're going to need, whenever you need help, come on. The bank's always open, 24 hours a day, and the count is limitless. You can't overdraw. And he's given us the checkbook, and all we got to do by faith and believe in what he's done for us and what he has made us when he adopted us is fill out what we need and place the second signature on it and come boldly to the throne of grace. That's the bank. God's the custodian of it. It's in trust for us. How many say amen?
Amen.
And when we come and show them the name of Jesus, already endorsing the check, because Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. How many say amen?
Amen.
When we come, you know, they check your signature. I want to see if it's on roll. Soon as you come with your prayer, the angel checks the records to see if you've been adopted. Hallelujah! And your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Immediately adoption, God wrote your name in. When that attendant comes back and says, here, this is a valid signature. Said, what do you want? And how do you want it? You tell them how much money you want, and they usually ask it when it's big, and I believe in asking big. They want to know how you want it. Tens, twenties, hundreds, thousands, millions, skillions. You abide in me. You're adopted in me. And my words abide in you. Then you shall ask. You could fill out the check what you will, and it shall be done. It shall be given to you because you are a joint heir. Don't think in the old mind when you were a discarded, crippled, wretched, beggar, overlorded by the devil and sin and the world and bondage. Hey, that old life has been broken. The power of that patria potestas has been disannulled, and the cross, and on this side, you are a new creation. You are a son of God and an heir of God, and nothing on this side of the cross has any power of you as long as you're on this side of the cross, and all the debts of that part of the cross is wiped out, and everything is new on this side, because if you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new. All things are from your Father that has reconciled you, adopted you, placed you as his sons, and made you his heirs.
Amen. What a beautifully inspiring message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the Christian adoption. Do you realize if you've been begotten again of the incorruptible seed of God's word, that you are a son of God, and therefore as a son of God, you're an heir of God? The Bible says that God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, actually, that's a very intimate and endearing term. It would be equivalent to our saying, Dear Daddy. You may not have had a good relationship with your earthly father, but your heavenly father loves you with an everlasting love, and he wants you to know who you are as his child. And when you order this message, The Christian Adoption, because it's available and we're offering it on both CD and cassette, we want to send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Heirs of God, because the Word of God goes on to say that if we're sons of God, then we're heirs of God and joint heirs or equal heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's so important for us to know what our inheritance in Christ Jesus really is, because God has granted to us all things that pertain to our life and godliness through the knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes, and for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and request the Heirs of God series to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or go online at rghardy.org. Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine. Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.